was dismissed immediately out of hand. All the Dolans said, forget about it, this doesn't help us in that case. Go to passage 2. I'm summarizing for you a long list of Dolan Yisrael who dealt with this problem. In cases like the Lee Rao, yeah, for many good cases, but all with the same kind of question. Yeah, and I knew we were talking about the Lee Rao, they were talking about similar kinds of cases where all the people were in danger and the decision had to be made by the group itself, who should live and who should die. First come, first serve is a very important factor which needs to be factored in where you can do it. You couldn't do it on the ground, unfortunately. But the reason is, I have an obligation to rescue someone in distress, right? If I'm a doctor, I now have a patient who's come for me, I now have an obligation for that patient. There may be 30 other patients out there. I can't drop my patient now and serve the other patients. My first halakhic obligation is to rescue the person immediately at hand. That's the reasoning behind first come, first serve. On the William Brown, there is no first come, first serve. All these people were in the sinking lifeboat together. They first realized the danger they were in when there were 40 people in the lifeboat. Now there's no first come, first serve. So passage 1 was dismissed. We go to passage 2, which in many ways is much more parallel to William Brown. Here we have the famous moral riddle of two people traveling in the desert. They have one flask of water between them, and you need to drink the entire flask of water to get to settled land. If you don't drink the entire flask of water, you will die. That's the given of the case. There's no other possibility. So imagine, in other words, two people, if you like, in a circle. The one who drinks the water will get out of the circle to safety. The one who doesn't drink the water will die in the circle.
You have the same problem.
Shaila is now, what do you do? What do these two people do? They have one flask of water between them.
Yes. Same problem as the one, because you're not the one who's going to be.
Ah, terrific. You're on. We'll take it slowly. Alright? So he's saying right away that we can't use one. But I want to explain to you, first of all, why two, in theory at least, might work a little better. In two, both lives are in danger. In the same fashion. You have two people traveling in the desert. Now we're not talking about outside people making decisions. There are two people, their lives, one is going to live and one is going to die. They're not going to make it. And the only way anybody is going to live is if he drinks the water and the other one will die. I have enough problems with two people with one bottle. Well, I'll mention very briefly. Anyway, I don't want to confuse anybody. We're talking about the Gemara's mashal, two people, one flask of water. Now I want you to understand what the case is here. These two people, one of them had a flask of water. One of them prepared. The other one, if he had a flask of water, either he drank it, lost it, whatever it may be. The other one is negligent. He doesn't have a flask of water. What do you do? And Rabbi Akiva says, and Rabbi Akiva, the halacha is with Rabbi Akiva, according to most poskim in this case. Rabbi Akiva says, he cites a pasuk which says, Chayecha Kovin, meaning, I have an obligation to rescue my neighbor. Right? But what does the verse say? In the verse that he cites? Why? V'chei Yochicha Imoch. I have an obligation to keep my brother alive, Imoch, with me. And this is, by the way, a major principle in the Mitzvah Tzolah. Remember, you have an obligation to rescue your neighbor if you will survive the ordeal. You have no obligation to rescue your neighbor, you will die in the ordeal. So should a 500-pound person be drowning at sea, and you look like me, and I'm thinking of running out there to try to rescue this man, halachically, I shouldn't go out there to rescue this man, because I'm going out there trying to save his life, but the facts are, he's going to take me down with him. I'm not going to be able to bring this sumo wrestler back to the shore. So, the obligation is, you have an obligation to rescue your brother.